The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
But right now, who got kicked off last night? Who's on the
show? Michelle V.
I think there's a very real possibility that I'll never find the person I'm looking for. Because I'm such a hopeless romantic. And I just want somebody who just falls crazy in love with me and wants to spend their entire life with me. And that's just not the cards for me. I don't know.
Oh, sounds like she needs car yoga. Know what I'm saying? Ain't got no time for car yoga today, people.
All right, hang on. Michelle V is told she's on the phone right now. Hey.
Happy $10,000 Thursday.
Hey, welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 Toronto. Did you watch the episode last night?
I did. I was gathered around my living room with my mom and all of her girlfriends watching my last episode of The Bachelor.
I thought you looked real dynamite last night.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet of you to say.
How tall are you?
I'm actually only 5'7". I was faking it with my big heels.
I was going to say, there's one moment last night where you just looked like you were just towering over everybody and gorgeous. Now, your job title, could they not have simplified it? You only get so much information for you girls on the show. So it comes up, Michelle V, and I miss so much of the show because I'm trying to figure out what the hell you do for a living. Because all it reads is Petroleum Land Administrator.
Well, at the time, I was a Petroleum Land Administrator for a brokerage in Calgary.
What does that even mean, though?
Basically, what it means is that anytime a oil company wants to construct a facility, a pipeline, a well site, a pad site, it's my job to
Exactly how it sounds.
So after watching last night's episode, what do you think went, not necessarily wrong, but why do you think that Brad ultimately did not give you a rose?
You know what, Brad and I, he sounds like, or seems like, a really genuine, great guy who's there for the right reasons. We didn't have the time that we needed to develop a connection. And I think that there were other girls there who he did have an opportunity to develop a connection with. And so he had to make that decision.
Now that you watch and you get a handle on all the other girls, do you think that had you made it, pretty far on, that it would have worked out? Would you have been able to continue on with this?
You know what? I don't really know, because we didn't get the opportunity to get to know each other.
Yeah.
I think that we could have developed a connection.
Did you guys kiss at all? Did you kiss?
No.
Really?
No, absolutely not. We really only got to spend a very small amount of time together. So no making out.
Now, only being week number two that we saw last night, the clear, villain in the household would be Whitney and Gabrielle.
Yes.
The way we see it on TV, was it as heated being in the moment while living in the house?
You know what you have to remember? You have to give these girls a little bit of grace, because nobody is their best self 100% of the time. I know I'm sure not. So what you see isn't necessarily the full picture of who these girls are.
Yeah, but Gabrielle, even at her best, still sort of looks like nobody I would ever want to spend any time with.
She's a little bit much to take, absolutely.
Who do you think Brad picks in the end? Do you know?
You know what? Who I think he's going to end up with and who I think he should end up with are two completely different things. I would really like to see him end up with Kara. I think she's such a sweetheart, and she's such a down-to-earth girl. They're both athletes. I think that would be a great match for
him. She's the baseball player, softball player from BC, right?
Yes.
Okay, and who do you think he's going to end up with?
You know, I think this might be a season where he ends up with Whitney.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You don't think the virgin pastor is going to make it to the very end?
Come on.
She is such a sweetheart, but I do not think that Brad is the guy for her.
There's a lot of things that are distracting in this show, one of which is there's about six women on this show whose eyebrows are the only focal point when they're on the screen, whether they're too big or too small or manicured. What the hell's going on with the eyebrows in this house?
I don't know. I think it's a trend. It must be catching on.
Holy. Yeah, hashtag them brows.
Them brows.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It was great chatting with
you.
Honey. Take care.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.